You told me that the first time was a disaster. Why?
It was in the basement of the house that we lived in. It was, yeah. I don't remember, like, if it was a weekend or, like, I don't remember when it was, but I just, my memory of it was dark, and I was scared, like, more scared than I'd ever been. I remember, like, probably a half hour before I sat down with her, I was alone, and I played the song 1,000 times, and I got it to a point where I felt really good about it. But the minute I sat down, it was like, not only did I first blank, but I forgot most of the words. That was problem number one. Number two, physically, I was like a wreck. I couldn't breathe. And my fingers cramped up. So it was, I mean, you can imagine.
So what happened right when you finished the song?
I think silence for a while. I don't think she knew what to say.
I'm Chucky Costa. I'm a singer-songwriter. And I teach workshops, writing songs with kids.
Laughing, 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 laughing comes the summer over the field comes the summer, laughing over the field.
My name's Olivia. I'm 9 years old and I'm in fourth grade.
My name's Jonah. I'm in the fourth grade and I'm 9.
I'm in third grade and my name's Michael Quinn.
I'm Chet. I'm 9 years old, like to write poems about the earth and what it is.
I forgot to say, I didn't even introduce myself. I'm sorry. I kind of introduced myself to you guys separately, but I'm Chuck, Chucky. My friends call me Chucky. And what I do is write songs and sing songs, and I travel around the country and play them.
You know I could get one of your CDs?
Oh, we could talk about that later. First, real quick. We don't have a whole lot of time today, so I just want to know what kind of experience you have with music, if you play an instrument or if you sing in the chorus or something.
I think I started singing when I was 4 years old, except I was really, really, really bad at it.
I'm nervous to sing. I've done it a couple of times and just kind of make up people's songs.
Do you do it in the shower?
Shut up.
No, not really. When I'm at home, you know, I can do a bit of singing, even without, like, a special microphone. I can just sing, you know.
Chet's written some poetry. Have you guys written anybody written a song?
I've written a lot of poetry.
Great.
Yeah, she's a really, really advanced fiction writer.
She's
making a 100-page book.
I'm going to try and get my book published. Right now it's called The Magic Hypnotist.
I was thinking maybe I would just play a song. We could just play a song together. And do you guys like to? Do y'all like to sing? I know a couple of you do, but we're just gonna kind of warm up here and play "This Land Is Your Land." This land is your land. This land is my land. California to New York Island. Does anybody know who wrote that song?
No,
no,
no. We haven't.
It was a guy named Woody Guthrie. What's great about the best songs that are ever written, usually, so the people who wrote the songs sort of disappear, and the song sort of lives forever. And that's sort of the goal of writing a song, is writing a song that you sort of, you, the writer, disappears, and then the song is just something.
Like, that song is just kind of, everyone knows it.
That's just like Harry Potter books. Inkle tway, it'll lay, arstay, ow hey, aye, underway, ow, a tway, ooh yay, ra. That's Twinkle Twinkle Little Star in Pig Latin.
So, well, what I want to do is we got to write about something that we all can relate to. So, it could be funny, it could be, you know, it doesn't have to be sad or it doesn't have to be, you know, too emotional or anything. What were you guys thinking when you woke up this morning?
In the morning, I was basically thinking about my crazy dreams.
No, not...
Yes, I did, but...
We can write about disappointment, that it wasn't a snow day today.
Not... Mom promised me, but then it never happened.
It was a snow day. That never was.
Yeah, very... I was looking forward to going and watching my mom go to meetings.
Let's do this. We're going to do 5 minutes of free writing, but now what we're going to write about is... the snow day that never was. Same rules, there are no real rules. I'm giving you 5 minutes, go for it.
Mom and Dad promised a good delay to get a really nice snow delay.
I woke up in the morning and saw that there wasn't going to be a delay.
I walked down the stairs, still stiff and dreary from sleep. I looked on the internet, then started to weep. The roads
thinking were of snow, wanting to know if there really was a snow day.
Now we can use these chords and change them a little bit and tweak them a little bit and make them our own. Like, woke up in a song. What did I see?
3 inches that was.
3 inches of slush. Do we want to say sad or do we not want to say sad?
We don't want to say sad. No. We need to rhyme with song.
Any ideas?
Yeah. Woke up against and I saw it was definitely against the law.
Against the kids' law.
Okay. We gotta say something about the snow day. That rhymes with slush.
The hope of snow day was all mush.
No, but it really did kind of turn to mush.
I know, that's what's so that's what's brilliant about it. Can you see?
Brilliant!
It could be like, snow day that never was.
Since the title's the snow day that never was, we might want to let the title be alone and then the whole song relate it to the title.
That's a good idea.
It's ingenious. Okay.
So, are you ready? One, two, here we go.
First verse.
Sleeping in my bed, oh, so snow filled my head. In my pajamas, inside out.
Well, if you really have a heart for music, it's fun to just write it free.
Pick a silly name and a silly subject and just start making the silliest tune you can and it'll turn into this great song.
Woke up and I saw should've been against the law.
With the kids, nothing stupid. It's all stupid. Again, it's not stupid because they're kids. Or because they're beginners. It's just stupid because we're like having a good time and learning, and it's just there's no pressure at all, you know? See, if only I could be in third grade now and get up and play my songs, I'd probably blow some people away.
My snow day turned to mush.
I like it.
I do too.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Sweet. Good job. Not bad for few minutes work. Give yourselves a hand.
For Intern Edition, this is Will Hoffman.
That was really fun.
I love NPR. Listen to it every day.